You are listening to BensTorah.com.
So it says twice, Vasulem Tzitzis, Vahayalachem Tzitzis. What's the double Vasulem Tzitzis, Vahayalachem Tzitzis? Chaim, I think, says it's a remez that, like the Mishabur brings from Paiskim, that it's something you have to be proud of. It's like if a king gives you something, not only the mitzvah of Tzitzis, but you wear it as something that the king gave it to you. Others say, let's say, you know, there's a din in the Gemara, Gardume Tzitzis, that the tzitzis become cut off. Of course, depends on how many, depends on how many sides. So I'm not just saying bekitzer. It's still kosher. Again, you know, before you decide, if it happens to your tzitzis, look up to Allah or ask someone. But a kapon the such thing that do make tzitzis specifically, you don't say by all mitzvahs, because the Chassam Sefer says by other mitzvahs, you're not creating a mitzvah. Shefer is you take a shefer, you blow a shefer. You take a little of and you shake a little. Tzitzis is you have a beggar of tzitzis. Gam yinam akam mitzvah until you wear it, but it's already called a beggar of tzitzis. So asu lechem tzitzis, ve'olechem tzitzis is called tzitzis, even if they cut it off. Okay, some remnants to such a zah. I think it's based on a Chassam Sefer. We're going to first talk about, over here, what's the daber of Bnei Yisrael v'amarta lehem? What's the daber of Bnei Yisrael v'amarta lehem? Like a double lashon. So, look in Shulchan Aruch, number two. Hachutn, the strings, tzach shiyu tavuyin l'shman. You have to weave it l'shman. In other words, machlekes in the Gemara, how much you have to, but those you have to be l'shman. You have to weave the tzitzis, the l'shma, l'shem tzitzis. Therefore, yesh machil finav, sheyemar, betchila setviya, shuoysekon, we know l'shma, Rashi Shita is you have to articulate it. Those of us that sometimes paint out tefillin, you have to be very careful when you paint the tefillin, you have to say the words, l'shem mitzvah tefillin, not enough just to hold big shayla, what you have to do if you don't say it. Right? L'shma means you have to articulate it. Or sheyemar le'isha, he should say to the woman. Now, nowadays, those of us remember Chuster Tiles Factory, there were always women working over there. Nowadays, everything's with machines, so it's very, you don't need that many people. But you should say to the Isha, Tavi li tzitzis letalis. Make sure you do it for the mitzvah tzitzis. So you have to tell the Isha. So Kiveg is an interesting zach. Why Shulchan Aruch has to tell you, like Pesach, when you tell the Isha, tell the Isha to do the Shema. What? Because a woman is the one usually weaving the tzitzis. Why does it say Shema le'isha? They say when they made one time they wanted to make a very muhudadika matzah bakery. So yes, Rabbi Saul Salantas, what the akpada should be. So the first thing he wrote down is be nice to the almanas. Right? Be nice to the almanas that worked it. That's the most muhudadika matzahs you can make, be nice to the almanas. But what does the Shulchan Aruch tell you to Tavali Tzitzis, the Isha? So Kivega brings a Mary Dikazach. Now, in these new Rebbe Kivegers, which I guess the computer, it says Dalet Shin in the end. I remember, I should have used in my old Shulchan Aruch, that it's a, I don't know why they brought it, Rosh Hatev, it's the name of a Sefer. I think it's Divrei Shalom. I don't remember. It's a Sfardish Sefer. It's Rebbe Kivega's own word. But listen to this. It says a Mary Dikavart, why it says Isha. Oishiyemel Isha. He says he's trying to be ramaz something in the pasuk. Lezer ramaz akosuk. Daber el bnei Yisrael v'amarta lehem. What's the double lashon? Daber el bnei Yisrael v'amarta lehem. Right? Vasu lehem tzitzis. He says like this. The din is like this. The din is that a woman does not put on tzitzis. She doesn't tie the tzitzis. Why is that? It's not really that clear why, because it's a Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, a few places in Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam says that since a woman is not in the mitzvah of tzitzis, she can't be kosher to tzitzis.
Why
just
not?
Like what?
Why not?
Well, why not? Because just like you have by tefillin, ukshartem uchsaftem, that whoever's not chayven the mitzvah of tefillin cannot write chsavta, not mezuzas, not tefillin, not sefer Torah. And the big kasha is on him. Is yeah, because over there, the pshat is not because you're not mechuyev, because a woman's mechuyev and mezuzah, and yet she can't wear mezuzah. It's a special exasa kasam. But where does it say anywhere that if you're potter from the mitzvah, that you can't do it? A woman can make a sukkah. She's kosher to make a sukkah, even though she's potter from a sukkah, right? If not for special, we ma'isa paskin, a woman could do mila. Shulchan Aruch says she shouldn't be a ma'alas. But the ma'isa is she's kosher. Machlokes is in the Gemara. In other words, where does it say that you have to be someone chayiv in the mitzvah to do the mitzvah, to make, or make the chalois of what the mitzvah is? So many Rishonim say that really Rabbeinu Tam is based on Daber el b'nei Yisrael v'loi b'nois Yisrael. The women should not go ahead and make the tzitzis. Zokta v'kivega, now we all know by Har Sinai, the Baruch Shem says, kos soima le'beis yankiv, right? So we all know what beis yankiv is, beis yankiv elo nashim, right? V'daber el b'nei Yisrael, right? But the beis yankiv is amira. Amira is racha. Amira is a loshen racha, right? Really, amira, right? That's what Rashi says. Beloshen racha. No, that's something. It doesn't mean just to talk nicely and softly. It means is women naturally do what the Baruch Hu wants. It's us men that have the problem, right? Of not listening, right? Usually, women they don't do the ego. They want their Eretz Yisrael and so forth and so on. All right. So he says like this. Daber el b'nei Yisrael, meaning that's introduction to the mitzvah of tzitzis. The mitzvah of tzitzis is only to men and not to women. Daber b'nei Yisrael. V'amarta aleihem. Amarta is a lashon of miracha. That's the woman. V'asulam tzitzis. Ki metzina shedibur hu kosher, right? Dibur is the lashon kosher, the Gemara says. V'lo shayach lenashim v'amira hu raka. That's shayach lenashim. K'mo shepirish Rashi. B'chumish and Parshas Yisroel by Kabbalah Sotera. Kos Samuel Beis Yankiv. So he says that's a pshat. Daber el b'nei Yisrael. Hainu. Ikar mitzvah b'nei Yisrael. Ikar mitzvah tzitzis b'nei Yisrael. V'loy l'v'nei Yisrael. But not to b'nei Yisrael. Aval kivin da'asiya, making it, v'asulam tzitzis means the spinning of the tzitzis, the weaving of the tzitzis, he melechas anoshim. That's something that women do. Women usually are the ones that weave. Oh, lezeh v'amarta aleihem v'asu. Oh, the making of the tzitzis, even though this pasuk is telling us the mitzvah is only to men, right? The mitzvah says shuzman grama. And the woman shouldn't be involved in making it, right? Making the tzitzis, meaning tying the tzitzis. But the weaving of the tzitzis, which is usually melachas nashim, that's ratzalayim ha'shiyayim aleihem asu letzitzis letals. That's why the mechaba uses, you have to tell a woman, because a woman, it's not just a pshat, women happen to be the ones who make the tzitzis, but the weaving, we want them to taka do it. So vasulam tzitzis, that's what Kivei brings. I think the sefer is called Divrei Shalom.
Is it a mitzvah for them to do it?
Oh, so it's an inyan for them to do it. I'm not saying it's a mitzvah, it's an inyan for them to do it. So shalom is why? Stam, oh. So I want to shtel tzu over here. I didn't think even of asking if it's on the computer, but I should look at that list. Maybe it is on the computer. Something from Reb Shila Kutna. Reb Shila Kutna was as one of the Gdele Adar in Poland. It held the three big Gdelem in Poland in his time, were the Chedush Arim, the Avineza, and Reb Shila Kutna. Right? Reb Shila Kutna at his bris, essentially, he was a Chassidisha. I don't think he was a Chassid of any specific Rebbe. He was a Chassidisha, but not a Chassid of any specific Rebbe. When the Avnei Nezer made a shidduch with the Shem Shmuel, so he walked in. He happened to be there, and he walked in. And when the Avnei Nezer noticed him, so he got up and he started talking to him and learning. And he forgot totally that it was his son's vart, tanoim, whatever they called. And the whole night they just spent talking and learning. Everybody was just coming in, and Avnei Nezer didn't want to talk to anyone. Just kept talking to Shila Kutna. He was married to Gagoyim. What was his name? He was. His father called him after three gedolim at the bris. He called him after the Baal Shem Tov. Hopefully most of you know what the Baal Shem Tov's name is.
Bisrael.
He called him after the Vilna Goyen. And he called him after the Pnei Yeshua, whose name was Yaakov Yeshua, but his Ikka name was Yeshua. Right? So his name was, at the bris, they gave him a name, Yisrael Yoshua. So they asked his father his name. He told him after three people. So he said, where's the Elio? He said, Yisrael, the Aleph and the Lamed of Yisrael, and the Yud, K, and the Yud, and then the Hey, and then the Vav of Yeshua spells out Elio that he had that in mind. He was a Murray Dick again. So he has Chuvis and he has Svarim, but in the, his last name, I believe, I'm not sure how you pronounce it, Trunk or Rishila. There are people that are, there is Einik, I think there's Einik, I don't know, I never met them, but I think the, it's Tuf Reish Ein Nun Kei, I don't know if it's Trunk, I'm not sure. But anyway, he has in the back of the Sefer Yeshua's Malkoi, Meir Dika, small little Veret Lechan, the Parsha, which are, each one is a Meir Dika Varts. He says like this, he has on Lag Ba'oimer, he has on Lag Ba'oimer. He talks about Vus Epis, the Minig, like Chassam Sefer Shrais, Chai V'Kayim, why people burn clothes on Lag Ba'oimer. But they have a Minig, especially in Meron, they take clothing and they burn it. Say, I'll say Sarfer Namalachim, which is a very Shver Zach. I mean, Sarfer Namalachim is a Gemara that when a Melech died, they used to burn his clothing. Over here, it's his yard site. First of all, they're dancing and they're having a good time. Secondly, it's not the day he died. And then thirdly, it's not his clothes. So what are you burning those clothes? He says, on Mary Dikavart, he says like this. He says, the Minig HaOilam is that the Kala Tzad, or the Kala, right, I guess she gets father's credit card, is buys the chosen a talis. So she buys the a talis. She says, what's epis? She says like this, because we know that Bgodim is a result of the chait or the marisha, right? And that's why it's called Bgodim. Bgodim really means begida, to be boigid, to be unfaithful. Or mi'il is mi'ila, right? Not to be, to go ahead and trespass, to go ahead and be unfaithful, right? Mi'il, right? The Bein Hashem gave us that it should be mechabed us. That's why they're called levush, loibush, not to be mevuyish. She says, since the woman did the chait, she brought about the chait, so mi'il, she brought about begodim. That means begodim represents a begid and the Bein Hashem. What's the tikkun? The tikkun is a beged shel mitzvah, which is talis, tzitzis. So he says like this, the Gemara tells us that Reb Shimon bar Yochai sat in the cave with his son for 12 years, and when they wanted to, they learned the whole time, so they took off their clothing, and their heads were outside. All right, very good. The Gemara's telling us basically that how did they have the same clothes for 12 years without getting this getting worn out? Because they did this. The Gemara has to tell us, like, in case you get stuck in the cave for 12 years, here's a good eye, and you have one pair of clothing, right? That's what you do. You remember your father, Oliver Shlomo, told me that when the Brisker Rav came to Vilna, I think it was, I don't remember, like he came over to the Yankov Zichron Vechter, Baruch Chaim, to Shlomo's father, and quietly said, he asked him, he said he was a big mefunik, Brisker Rav, but this, for weeks he was wearing the same underclothing, and he just, it was horrible, he couldn't take it, but he didn't know, still waiting, want anybody should, you know, make a whole thing out of it. But a kaponim, all right, it's a good eitzah. So he says, Mayur Degazach, because we know, Nase Adam Nema Bavurecha. He reached the Madrega Adam Rishon. We saw, after he came out of the cave, he saw people working, right? So he started burning everything, started tining on them. How could you work? See, he reached a dag of Adam Rishon, he doesn't need clothing. Zokdem, that's why you burn the clothing, to show that Reb Shimon bar Yochai reached a Madrega that he doesn't need clothing. That's what he explains to me. So Apar Kapon, what do we see from him? That the woman's shaykhus has a shaykhus to tzitzis. She's misakin, it's called the chalukah derabbanan, right? Like if some of you say the rutzin over there before, it says sheskel chalukah derabbanan. It's the mitzvah that we have of begadim. So memela, a woman has to have a shaykhus of begadim. That's what he's saying. Vasulem tzitzis. Okay, that's one thing. Now let's look at the next thing, number four. This one, that's a kivega. Now another nekuda in tzitzis.
Lady has to say
when
she's making it, though, no?
Yeah, when she's making it, right. Right, that's what the Shulchan Aruch is telling us. Okay, look at this Gemara. Let's say a person's wearing a talis that's not made right, it's missing strings that tzitzis, or it got torn in a way with bustle. So not only you're not being mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis, which is poshut, I was not talking about that, but you're carrying the other strings or the string that's there. Because if your tzitzis are not kosher on Shabbos, it's a masa. You're carrying your tzitzis, right? That's why the briskers don't wear tzitzis on Shabbos, because the choshish that according to Rabbi Yehuda, tchelus is ma'akev olavin, so you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Mekayim the mitzvah comes out you're carrying also. All right, but upon him, that Rav Kivege also goes into why do we check out tzitzis? Why do we check out tzitzis? In case they became possible, right? Because it's not such a great chazaka. Don't go into it. Maybe something happened. So why on Shabbos you should be checking it every moment? Maybe you're carrying it, Rav Kivege says. So that's why he brings a raya that it's not. For every second, otherwise you'd have to be baidik at every second that you might be carrying.
You can't fix that Shabbos in ties,
though. Oh. So let's see this Gemara.
Yeah, and also say you rain
have a conflict. Let's see the Gemara. Ravina, this is a separate Gemara. So a few lines later. Ravina avika azla basu demar bar vash. He went the Shabbos at Rigla. Shabbos Rigla is a Shabbos. They used to give drashas shiurim right before the Yom Tov. If sekarna de chutei, a corner of his chutim got torn. V'lo amalei v'lo midi. So Ravina didn't tell my Rashi anything. Kad matal abesu and get his ass amalei mahasam ifsi. He told him, you know, your talis got torn already over there. Amalei he amritli. If you would have told me mahasam shadisa, I would have thrown it off right there. Why? Because I was carrying it. So he said v'ha amamar gadol covered a bit. It would have been embarrassing for you. No, we're not talking about the tal like our talisim. I guess it means this. They used to wear, you know, four-cornered clothing, so it means he would have had to take off his clothing. It would have been embarrassing, right? He would have taken off his shirt or his kapata for someone like Marbar Rashi walk around the streets with a shirt. So he said, I got a covered a breeze, shadech halesh of Tyra, tirgma targuma, belavdol asasa. It means it's only doiched or bonnet. So therefore, you should have told me because I was carrying in Rishus Rabbim.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
No, but it doesn't matter. But that's what the Gemara says before. Chayav Chatas, that means it's an Issa D'Raisa. So an Issa D'Raisa, you can't get around. It's called carrying. You don't have it. V'ika D'Amri. Ma'asam Amalei. Some say the story went like this. Hitaka told him over there. V'amalei my daita. So when he told him, when Ravina told Maravashi, he said, V'amalei my daita chlemishte. Why are you telling me this now? Or just like the Gemara says in Brachas, if you see somebody wearing klayim, b'shuk, you mechuyif to go over to him, and the way we have girsa, and tell him to take it off because he's wearing klayim. I va'am amar, God will cover the bris shadach leis of Torah. Sitom v'hat tigem me Rav Shrab targuma Rav Shrab be'darkan b'lav l'sas only darabonin z'daicha. He says hachanami karmel z'darabonin. It was not a rishus rabim. It's a karmel z'darabonin. In other words, you didn't have to tell me. Because it's derabanan, I can push because of covered abrius. And in Halacha, there's a whole Magen Avraham with Taz that let's say you're in shul and you notice that your talis is posel, right? And there's no other talisim. So you're going to sit there davening in shul, right, without a talis. Over some people are going to come over and offer your shidduch. You feel very uncomfortable, right? Right, it's embarrassing. So the Magen Avraham says that could also, that it, since it's a sheval tase, it goes into all kinds of things, you could keep wearing the tzitzis. And the machlokes taz of Magen Avraham, we'll see. Let's first see this Mordechai and we'll say. So the Mordechai says like this. Hus on that Gemara, number 5. Hussam Karmel is Darabonim. Aymer Rabbeinu Shloimeh Midar Yavash Darvish Darush Im Nifsek L'ish Chut Shul Tas B'Shabbos Shasil alive shah she sakanaisa. She im love shay bishab love shah over bass at the Eshadar conference. Besides, like somebody mentioned before, besides the problem of carrying, you also not being the kind of mitzvah of tzitzis. They should rib it less. It's not true. You see from the Gemara there. He told them, don't tell me because it's a Carmelis Darbonin. Or I don't have to take it off because Carmelis Darbonin. That's a derabanan, but what about the deraisa of wearing a beged without tzitzis? You're being over the essay. So why do Kimucha Bishmaitzen, the Afakav Divsim Kamas Darbana, Sharmishim Kovid Brias. Deloy Dachino Lavalo Asasa. Lachay Niru Levi. Mordechai says, Amaridik Yisoid, which is used by the Paiskim in many places. The mitzvahs esa tzitzis eina ela lahatel bat tzitzis kshish b'shena. Right? There's nothing wrong with putting on a, let's say a person, can a person put on a four-corner beged? Yes, he could. Without tzitzis. As long as he puts tzitzis, then he puts tzitzis on afterwards. So he says like this, Loma kasa b'loshen lo silbash beged sheyesho dal kanafim kanfais b'loy tzitzis. Does vadai hayadin imay that you have to take it out. It's a mitzvah sasa great a lot about tzitzis. Umakom makam ena talis asa lilbash. There's no issa putting on the talis. The din is that you have to make the mitzvah. V'gam ein oiver kivin sh'oh. But he's not oiver, why? Kivin she'ein ata yochol lahatel boishu Shabbos. Right? Because it's Shabbos. Because you can't, or let's say a person wearing a four-cornered beged, right? And the tzitzis apostle, what's he supposed to do in Shabbos? He can't tie it. So if he can't tie it, right? He's not doing anything wrong. In other words, he's called an anus. And a chanami, he's got a mitzvah to put on tzitzis, but he can't be mekayim the mitzvah. Right? So the Taz and the Magen Avraham say this is even the weekday if he's a taka an anus and it's covered in brias. Right? He can't put it on for some reason. Could be you don't have to take it off. Taz won't say you can even put on the chatchila. Go to shul with a pasul the tzitzis. That's a machloikas.
What?
No. If it's not carrying, we're talking about what he's not carrying, right? He says bechoril. The comment should be in the wrong place. Vaday over kol shoshu loif sevesa til tzitzis. In choril, avadis. Let's say a person's in a mezuzah. He's missing a mezuzah in his house. What does he do? He has to put up a mezuzah. Right. That's all. He has to put up a mezuzah. What if is he mechuyif to go out of the house? Yes, could be his, right? We learned of Kivego once that if you're not in your house, you're not chayv in the mitzvah of mezuzah. So it could be you have to leave your house, not to be over the mitzvah of. But let's say it's on Shabbos, there's no way to put on mezuzah. So the Prima Gadim says you don't have to go out of your house. Why? Because I can't put up the mezuzah. I'm a nonus. Okay?
You could change his clothes, though.
What?
You could change.
No, you're not mechuyif to, that's what he's saying. You're not mechuyif to change your clothes. You can wait, that's what he's saying. You're not mechuyif to change your clothes. Just like you're not mechuyif to go out of the house, that's what he's saying. You're anonymous right now. What are you going to gain by changing your clothes? This is the mekudah. What are you going to gain by what? You're going to be mekayim mitzvah? You're not going to be mekayim. So you're not over because you're anonymous. That's the point. Since he can't do it, you're not. Mali.
Why is he honest?
Because he can't tie tzitzis on Shabbos. If he can't tie the tzitzis on Shabbos, you're anonymous on the mitzvah, so it's no different.
Why couldn't you put another bag of tzitzis on
Shabbos? No, you could, but again. Everybody answered Yale's kasha. Because you're not mechuyev to wear tzitzis. You could put on a different, it's not talk about, you could put on a different beged, but let's say you don't have or you're in shul or something, that's what I'm saying. But you're not mechuyev, even if you want to put on a different beged, you could put on the same, another beged with tzitzis and keep this on. It doesn't matter. If Scheinberg will get a lot of tzitzis, right? If one of them became possible, he's not mechuyev to take that one off, even though he's being mechuyev to others, because you're allowed to wear this beged, and you're an honest on this beged. You're not an honest on the mitzvah tzitzis. On this beged, you're an honest. So you're not mechuyev to take it off. That's what he says. V'chein b'mezuzah maika. Teida da'ota b'lo mezuzah yasa l'kanos b'ayis v'omad v'asei koi su'loi v'su'loi. He says the same thing. B'mezuzah maika. Pashi's talking about Shabbos. Pashi's talking about Shabbos. A guy's maika falls down. All of a sudden, on top of his roof. So what's he supposed to do on Shabbos? Give up his house? Not mechuyev to give up his house during the week. So he's got to get a contract. Ain't a chanami. Right away, gets something, does something in order to make sure that there's a mikra there. Anyway, so what is he saying basically? That since he can't do the mitzvah, there's nothing wrong with wearing the beged because you're a onus, right? Okay. Frekt of Shloime Eger, Kivega's son, right? By the way, Shlomo Eger was a businessman. He was in Varsha. He was from the Gdele Varsha. He had a bracha from Kiva Eger that no matter, he used to learn with Talmidim, no matter how busy he is with his business, he was a very, they say he's a very wealthy man. No matter how busy he was, and he would have to be Isaac in business a few hours, the minute he stopped, he was back into the sugya like he never left it. He had a Azar bracha from Kiva Eger. So he wrote a sefer called Gilyan Marsha. It's notes on Shas, Shulchan Aruch. So like this. There's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. It's based on a Gemara in Beya. Let's first speak out the Gemara in Beya. The Gemara in Beya says that you don't shecht a kvi on Yom Tov. A kvi is a suffix beim, a suffix chaya, right? So memela, it's a shaila if you have to do kisi adam, right? So we do kisi adam besuffik. The shaila is, on Yom Tov, can you do that? Because it might be muktzah, right? Maybe it's a mutter to for this, because it's a chayav. Therefore, it says the Mishnah, don't shecht a kvi. Don't shecht a kvi. Why? Because you might not be chayav, and so you can't do it. So you see, so Melon Shulchan Aruch says, me, let's say somebody ain't lo afo lechasis. A person's a place, he wants to shecht a deer, he wants to shecht a chicken, you have to make a deer, a chicken. He's got to do kisei adam. There's no offer, right? He's in a urban area, right? There's nothing grown, no ground. There's nothing. There's no sand. There's nothing to do. But he wants to eat a chicken right now. He says he shouldn't shecht. Why? Because if he'll shecht, he'll now be chayim kisei adam, and there's no way he can be chayim kisei adam. Frektab shleimer ega tzarch yin ktsas. Take, you see number seven. Memasha amru, memasha kosvu betazma gnevam b'shulchanach b'shem amorachai. He brings it because they bring it la halacha. Dikiven de la amr teira la silbash b'la tzitzis mishumachi b'shabes the ef shel hatil boy. You can't put tzitzis. Shari la lav shem tzitzis. You're allowed to put on a baget without tzitzis. Ulataz shem masha gam b'darbanan shor. Even darbanan. It's not even this is darbanan. You could even do lechatchila. You could put on the baget on Shabbos. In other words, a guy's going to shul, and he notices there's no talisim in the shul, only, right, it's a simcha, and his talis is posel, and he's embarrassed to sit there without a talis. He's allowed to put on the talis lechatchila without tzitzis. Why? Because he's an onus on the mitzvah of tzitzis, and he's not mechuyev not to put himself in a situation of being an onus. That's what the Taz says. Frekt up Shlomo Eger, ulucheru, who didn't bechol, kshiv shalom siglat tzitzis, who didn't chals, right? What's the difference? Shabbos, if he... he's saying it's not just Shabbos because it's an Isser. It's Wudin if he can't get it. So Mail over here, he has no offer. If he has no offer, why can't he shecht? Why can't he shecht? Let him shecht, and then... In other words, I could put on the beged. After you put on the beged, you have a mitzvah tzitzis. I'm an amas. I don't have... It's Shabbos. I don't have it. Right? It's the same thing over here. Why don't you say, right now, I'm an onus under Kisei Adam. Therefore, let me shecht. And once I shecht, right, I can't be mekayem mitzvah. I'm an onus on the mitzvah.
It's not like a segregation.
Wow.
I know that I'm going to do it, but I know that I'm not going to be able to function if I'm doing it aware from the beginning.
What's the difference? What's the difference? You're putting on a beggar that's
in the case of the chicken. In the case of an animal that we have to then cover. Because
right.
I know that it's not going to be available. So from the beginning, I'm putting a situation.
It's the same thing over here. I know I have no tzitzis. I know it's Shabbos. I can't put on tzitzis. I have a beggar. And I noticed that my kapata is chayv and tzitzis, and I'm not going to go to shul without a kapata, without a suit. I feel embarrassed.
It's not makar achila. What? Is it the kisadam makar achila?
No. So you're asking, it's still shver. Right. Okay.
But it's covered up.
What?
It's not
if it's covered
up, it's
the same.
But if you did, then it would be okay.
It's not, what?
But if you needed this chicken for covered up,
no, we're not covered up. Again. The Gemara covered up is to talk about caramelists. The din of onus is, even if it's not covered in brias, stop here, you want to do it, you're allowed to do it. Okay. So that's the question. Why can't you shecht and be an onus on the mitzvah of kisei adam?
When does kisei adam start? When does the chiyuv of kisei adam?
As soon as it's shecht.
No, because the tzitzis is only once you get back, it's on.
Okay.
And kisei adam would start before?
No, once you shechted it.
Kisei adam is on the sheche, not the chicken.
It's what?
It's on the sheche.
Therefore
not
what?
The chicken.
Yeah.
To do the kisui. Like when you do it by kapara, so the sheikhid has to give you the mitzvah. It's on him. It's not
okay, so you're the sheikhid over here. What's the difference? You're right. We're talking about this guy. Talk about the sheikhid. Talk about the sheikhid.
He says it's on the beggar. It's not. You don't
then therefore.
You don't have to wear tzitzis yourself. It's at the beggar.
And over here. No, but once you're wearing it, you have to put on tzitzis. Once you shecht, you have to do kisei adam.
You're putting something on kamonis, so you don't have
so
to.
So you're also putting yourself on this. You don't have to put on a baguette. You're putting on a baguette. What's the difference? If you ask a person, do you want a chicken? Do you want to wear a baguette? I'll probably tell you want a chicken more than he wants to eat a chicken more than he wants to put on baguette. What's the difference?
Well, the fact real. That a woman can tie, it shows it's not on the person.
Yeah, good, so what? What?
This is not on you, because if I tie scissors on the beggar that you're wearing,
right.
The mitzvah's there. It doesn't have to be you.
Right, but lemaisa is you're being mevatel the mitzvah. It's zikha on you. Somebody else could do it, but the mitzvah's on me, the one who's wearing
it. It's not on you.
Good, but it's still your mitzvah. What's the... Oh, nobody...
Is it a bracha for a kisei dam?
Yeah.
It's not like a mark of the bracha street or something
like that. No? You're going in a way which could be Rav Shach. Tainas has to do with the Gemar Shechita. Okay, but let's, I think, a logical, very partial logical chilek. Basically, the Oinig Yom Tov says it. Very simple. When you shecht and you do have kisei dam, you don't do kisei dam. So what's going to happen now when you shecht and the dam is there? What's going to happen now? What's going to happen? That you don't have offer.
You're
mevatel the mitzvah. How? The offer, the dam is going to get swallowed up on the earth. It's going to get dry. It's going. No, so you're being mevatel the mitzvah, right? So you put yourself in a place of bitla mitzvah. That's what you did. By tzitzis, what are you doing by putting on the baggage now? You're not mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis, exactly. Not that you're being mevatel the mitzvah. Avada is called a bitl because you have a chiyuv. But lamais is, and that's maybe what you're saying. It's a din in the etzem zach has to be forkeret. The etzem thing has to be covered. Meaning you're putting yourself in a situation where there's a din of kisei adam, and what happens? You're being mevatel the mitzvah. In tzitzis, you could get a mitzvah, and you're not doing the mitzvah. So it's taka bed. But what if I can't get the mitzvah? Why? Because I don't have a beged. Stop! I don't have a beged. So putting on a beged without tzitzis is no worse than not wearing the beged. I'm not being mekayem a mitzvah. When I'll get the tzitzis, I'll be mekayem. I mean, it's right now, what did I do? Was I mevatel mitzvahs? No. I was not mevatel any mitzvahs. Because if I would not have put on the beged, I would also not have the mitzvahs. So I'm not being mevatel that's a mitzvah. It's not a, if there's a mitzvah here to do this. But the pshat is that what the Torah wants is that there should be a kiyum of mitzvahs. And therefore, you're not having the kiyum. But you're not having the kiyum if you don't put on the beged either. There's no difference putting on the beged or what? Or not wearing the beged. You don't have the mitzvah tzitzis. Like can when you shech the behemah, or you shech the chaya, or the oif, there's a mitzvah of kisei adam. And that mitzvah will become a foot. It's a one-shot deal. That's it. Or it's, I shech this chicken, shech that's supposed to have a kisei adam. It did not have kisei adam because of what you did. Because you shecht it and it went into the ground and it got swallowed up by the ground and that's it. If it went to a pipe, whatever happens. The sun evaporated the blood. By the time you get sand, the next day it's gone. Over here, so it came out, you did a shechita without a kisei adam. That means you're mevatel the mitzvah. Over here, what did you do over here? And a chlami, you put on tzitzis and you didn't get the mitzvah. Right? You didn't get mitzvah. But sitting and not doing the mitzvah is the same and as putting it on and not doing the mitzvah either.
But there's no aveira in putting a four-cornered...
No, that's the point. That's the whole Mordechai said. There's no aveira.
And the mezuzah, Micah?
Same thing. It's every second. Not having a mezuzah right now... What? You're right, it's a bitla say. It's a bitla say only because you have a mitzvah to do it. But if I can't do it, that I'm called a nonus. You're agreeing a nonus. But over here, you're also called a nonus. But you're putting yourself in an onus where you're being mevatel the mitzvah. This chicken, there's no other way to get the mitzvah. You can't say, oh, you know, I'll shecht another chicken. But this chicken was supposed to have a kisei adam. This wearing was not supposed to have because right now you can't do it. What's the difference? You can't be for the next hour, till it's Matzah Shabbos, I can't be Mekayim the mitzvah. So there's no way for me to Mekayim the mitzvah. So what's wrong with doing this? I'm not doing anything. Masha Enkein Kisei Dam, you can't say, oh, for the next hour, because it's Shabbos, I don't have I can't dig above her because I can't get up her, I can't be Mekayim the mitzvah. So therefore what? Therefore I'll be Mevatel the mitzvah. You're getting rid of the mitzvah. Right? Let's say you only have one chicken. That's it. You don't have the chicken. Masha Enkein the beggar, there's no difference. You can't say, oh, I put it on and therefore I'm losing mitzvah. I'm not losing any mitzvahs. I'm not gaining. But I'm not losing. Over here, zicha losing. This chicken should have kisei adam on it. You understand? Or it's my house supposed to have a mica. But what am I supposed to do? I can't build on Shabbos. So Mali, if I live in the house, I don't live in the house. I don't get the mitzvah of mica. It doesn't matter. You're zicha an onus for that hour. Over here, you're also an onus. But by doing that anus, you're being mevat, you'll never have the mitzvah on this chicken. It comes out, you shechted a chicken, and you don't have a kisei adam. You'll never have a kisei adam. Why? Because the chicken. On this chicken, there's one mitzvah, you have one chance to do kisei adam. And your beged, you have today, you have tomorrow. So I can't do it today, so I'll do it tomorrow. What's the big deal? Meanwhile, I don't get the mitzvah, but I want to wear the beged. But you can't say, this chicken, you know, so I don't do today, I'll do tomorrow. What do you mean you do tomorrow? You'll do another chicken tomorrow. You could have done two chickens. Get two mitzvahs. I think that's the portion of that's the only yom mitzvahs.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.